Jamestown Tourism set sights on 2022. Man injured after vehicle strikes wheelchair in Valley City. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. As 2021 continues to wind down, Jamestown Tourism isn't stopping as they look to 2022 and what they can do to promote the area. Jamestown Tourism Executive Director Cyril Swedlin says they've been happy with how 2021 turned out for them.
You know, we had a great 21, and I think we move into the next year, right? So we had a great year, was a lot of fun. So now as this weather starts to shift, we start thinking about what do we need to do for next year. And part of what that means is how do we tell the story?
Swedlin says now they shift focus to 2022 with a variety of projects currently underway to help them tell the story of Jamestown. One of those projects is their community calendar. Over 5,000 publications were distributed around the community in 2021 that feature photos, community information, and unique facts about Jamestown. Read the full story online at newsdakota.com. A man riding a red motorized wheelchair was struck by a vehicle at the intersection of Central Avenue South and Main Street in Valley City just after 11 a.m. on October 25th. Police Chief Phil Hatcher said a vehicle driven by a 79-year-old Valley City resident struck the pedestrian on a mobility scooter driven by an 88-year-old man. The driver was issued a citation for failure to yield to a pedestrian who was taken to Mercy Hospital for unspecified injuries. And Governor Doug Burgum says it may be premature to call some new ideas in treating addictions a COVID silver lining. But Burgum says the pandemic brought on some changes for the better. One of those is expansion of telehealth for treatment.
We knew that we were always short of providers in the western half of our state in particular, and now people across our state can have access to professionals through telehealth.
The governor and First Lady Catherine Burgum held their annual Recovery Reinvented in Bismarck this week. That's a check of your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, make sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search News Dakota.